Divine Encounter Program with our man of God, Prophet Israel Omoni-Taiwo. Worth hearing.
The Lord said, I should tell you, watch and pray. The pillars of the families are falling. Believers, watch and pray. Those who are supposed to take care of their parents are burying them one after the other. Therefore, watch and pray. Believers are backsliding in mass. Therefore, watch and pray. The truth has become the enemy of the people. And deception has taken over the world. Therefore, watch and pray. Watch and pray because no one knows when the Lord will come again. Watch and pray because you don't know when the King of Kings will manifest. Watch and pray because the enemy of your soul is not giving up. Watch and pray because you are the one that is getting tired. Your enemy is not tired. Watch and pray because the destiny you were given to exhibit on this earth, you are the only one that can carry it out. Watch and pray because the enemy is working so hard to make sure that your destiny is not fulfilled. Watch and pray so that you will not be naked. Watch and pray so that your enemy will not prevail before you begin to pray. Watch and pray so that you will not lose before you learn. Watch and pray because what is going on around your life is not normal. It's supernatural and it is spiritual. Watch and pray. This generation is walking out of grace. This generation is standing against the truth. This generation is not serving the Lord. No wonder the Lord Jesus said, will I meet faith when I come back? This generation is returning back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void. The world is becoming shapeless and godless. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. What you see everywhere today is darkness. Darkness in the house. Darkness in the family. Darkness everywhere. Darkness in the government. Darkness in the state. Darkness in the nation. Darkness in the heart of men. Darkness in the church. The only thing that is still putting the world together today is the presence of the Holy Spirit. The moment the Holy Spirit will go, that will be the end of all. Therefore, watch and pray. Matthew 26, from verse 36 to 46. Yes.
Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful.
My soul is exceeding sorrowful.
Even unto death.
He has seen what is about to happen. He was about to carry the cross. He was about to bear the consequence of your iniquity. He was about to be brutalized for the sin he never committed. He was about to be carried. He was about to carry the responsibility of your eternity on his shoulder. His soul was exceedingly sorrowful. Yes?
Tarry ye here and watch with me.
Tarry ye here, my disciple, and watch. Believers, are you still watching? Believers, are you still watching or you are already sleeping? The slang you are hearing today now is not by prayer. It's not by prayer. When it is not by prayer, then it's by words. Amen.
Amen.
Watch and pray. Yes?
And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and find them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour?
This is the same man that knew the revelation of who Christ Jesus is. This was the man that was with him on the Mount of Transfiguration, where he asked, what did people call me to be? John said, people say you are Elias. James said, some people said you are Isaiah. Different title. But Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter, flesh and blood have not revealed this to you. Upon this revelation, I will build my assembly. And the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. The man that is called the rock, in whose foundation, in whose revelation, the church is to be built, could not stand and watch for an hour. Why many pastors are dying prematurely is because there are no members that is watching for them. Why many are dying like as if God did not call them or anoint them is because they are in the battle alone. You can give them a lot of responsibility, but you cannot bear any of their own responsibility on your shoulder. If they are dying, it doesn't concern you. Your own is, please, prophet, can you still pray for me? Even if the man say, hey, I'm dying. You say, before you die, please, can you lay your hands on me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Even if the man is going through pain or the woman is going through pain, members don't care. They don't wash. They don't bother. You they go through pain. Now me call you. I beg, give this one, if you pray for me, I look for another one. No. You are to watch for that servant of God. Believers, hear me today. Watch and pray before it's too late. When you refuse to watch when you are supposed to watch, you will come to cry when you are supposed to be rejoicing. Yes?
Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation.
Watch and pray that ye may not enter into temptation. Did he enter the temptation or not? Yes, he entered. Did he suffer temptation or not? Yes, he suffered it. So also all the disciples, they suffered one temptation and tribulations of the other and unto death. When Christ was praying on that Mount Gethsemane, it would have been better for the disciple after him because their prayer would have sustained them. Even though they are going to be persecuted, the persecution will not have led to much horrible death. Pray when you have the chance. Watch before it is too late. Today, you are carried away by the things of the world, by the lust of the flesh, and the pleasure of the eyes.
Today we have believers that cannot cast out demons. Today we have believers that cannot even pray for 30 minutes. Today we have believers who have the Bible, but they forbid to open their Bible and they can stay on their phone for more than 10 hours a day. If they did not open their phone in one day, it's like as if they are dying. But the moment they open their Bible for 1 minute, they will start sleeping. Watch and pray. Today you have believers who can stay outside in the bar with friends on things that doesn't matter to their life all day long. But when they get to church, after 1 hour, they will start looking at time. Pastor, it is time to close now. This pastor too. Today you have believers who will not be in the church until when it is 10. Because they know the service will close by 10:30, 11. Amen. And when affliction will come, they will say, where is God? Where is God? You know, people know how to challenge God when they have problems. People know how to challenge God when their trouble will come. A young man of 29 years old, he came from the United States to Lagos. He bought a house in Lekki worth of millions. And 3 years ago, the Lord sent me to his family. I told his brother, please, you, your mother, your brother, go into fasting and prayer for 21 days. I saw your brother dying. I saw that he did something new and they killed him on it. He said, yes, sir, I hear you, sir. He never told the mother. He told the brother never do anything. They don't do it. They didn't pray. They didn't fast. They didn't do anything. Last week, he called me. He said, my brother has been diagnosed of cancer for over 6 months. At the point of death, he says, sir, can we come to Nigeria? I want to come and see you. Please. Just yesterday here, the boy died. After buying a house worth 280 million. He could not fast and pray for 21 days to secure his life. But now all the labor are lost. Watch and pray, because what is ahead of you may be bigger than you. Only God himself is seeing it. Therefore, he's telling you, watch and pray and don't be weak. Please sit down. God bless you. Yes?
The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time.
He went away the second time.
Saying, oh my father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again.
Second time, they were sleeping again. Why are believers sleeping in this era? Where you're supposed to find fire, you meet people sleeping. The zeal to serve the Lord is dying out of the heart of people. Hunger for Christ is no longer there. We are in a dangerous time. Therefore, watch and pray. What does it mean to watch and pray? To watch and pray means to be vigilant and to be prayerful, so that you will not be overtaken by the devil. So that you will not be overtaken. By the time the disciples wake up, Matthew 26:39. Yeah, let's start praying. He says it's too late. The betrayers have already come to carry me. Your prayer cannot help me again. Your prayer can't do anything for me again. When you have the chance to pray, you didn't. When you have the chance to pray, you were sleeping. How many times do you wake up at night to pray? You love sleeping at night. You don't want anything that can disturb your night sleeping. At night, people die more. At night, many souls are lost. At night, enemy came and sought ties when you were sleeping. At night, destiny had been destroyed. At night, destiny had been swapped. At night, the darkness take over. At night, The wicked one rule like a king. At night, the terror moves. At night, the terror reigns. At night, the darkness, the demons, they operate. At night, occultic men, the witches go to meeting. Even politicians, they go to drink the blood of innocent people at night. And those people who are supposed to be watching, they are busy sleeping and snoring. It's not as difficult as that. You don't need to be doing all of those ones. Is it as difficult as that? Any man of God that is telling you that praying in the night does not matter, you should know they are enemy of your life. They are weak and they want you to be weak. Am I talking to some people here? To watch and pray means to be vigilant. To be vigilant. And to be prayerful. Matthew 26, 39. What does it mean to watch and pray? To watch and pray means to be disciplined. Discipline your body. The disciples could not discipline their body. You always fall for the flesh. You always do what your flesh wanted. You always satisfy your flesh. You always follow your emotion. And that is why you could not pray. You are prayerless. When it comes to watching, you are not there. How can you call yourself a child of God and you are not disciplined? How can you call yourself a child of God and you are not disciplined? You live in sin. And you say you are a child of God. A God understand now. The God you are dealing with is not the God of sin. And that is why he has nailed sin to the cross. Sin is supposed to be dead in your life. So why are you still living a life of sin? Even after you have given your life to Jesus. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes, to watch and pray means to be disciplined and to be prayerful. To be disciplined. In the words of your mouth, be disciplined. In your action, be disciplined. In your character, be disciplined. In everything that has to do with you, be disciplined. Be a good example of a child of God in the society. Amen. What does it mean to watch and pray? It means to deny yourself of worldliness, lustfulness, and pride of life. And submit yourself in prayer and humility to God. James chapter 4, 7 to 10.
Submit yourselves therefore to God.
Submit yourself therefore unto God.
Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Devil is not powerful. You have the power to resist him and it will flee. Yes?
Draw near to God.
Come close to him.
And he will draw near to you.
And he will come close to you. So if you are not close to him, don't expect him to be close to you. Is somebody here with me? Draw near. Stop complaining and looking for excuse why you could not serve God. I pray for you. May you not lose before you learn. May you not lose before you learn.
Amen.
Yes?
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts.
And purify your heart.
Ye double-minded.
What does it mean to watch and pray? It means to constantly be at alert in waiting and walking with God. So constantly be at alert. In waiting. What does it mean to wait? To constantly align with God through his word and prayer. to constantly be at alert. The Lord said, watch and pray. You are in a dangerous time. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. What does it mean to watch and pray? To watch and pray means to constantly study, meditate, pray, and grow in the Word of God. To study, to meditate, and to grow in God's Word. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God.
A workman that need not to be ashamed. Right,
for rightly dividing the word of truth. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1.
This know also that in the last days,
this you should also know that this time we are now is the last day. And dangers are already here. Yes?
Perilous times shall come.
This is the perilous time. Believers, watch and pray. You are too cold. Watch and pray. You are getting weak. Watch and pray. Your fire is going down. Watch and pray. Your love for God is going down. Watch and pray. Devil is stealing you away gradually. Watch and pray. You are backsliding. You are lying on grace. Watch and pray. Your spiritual life is diminishing and you think you are enjoying life. Watch and pray. You are gradually walking in the path of destruction and you think you are enjoying life. Watch and pray. Satan is gradually siphoning the word of God out of your spirit and you are gradually becoming godless. Watch and pray. This is the danger time. This is the danger time. How often do you carry your Bible? How often? In your house, do you pray? At night, do you pray? Do your children pray? Do you have an altar? Your family? Husband and wife, do you come together and pray together in the morning? Do you come together at night? Do you always gather together with your children to pray? Is Jesus at the center of your family? Watch and pray. Yes?
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
For men! Of this generation, do not love God. They are lovers of their own self. Whatever that is not comfortable, they don't want to be part of it. Where is your service to God? Where is your service? What are you doing for the kingdom advancement? You say you are a believer. What have you suffered in his name? What have you gone through because of him? What have you experienced because of him? How many souls have you generated for the kingdom this year? Are you not ashamed to preach the gospel? Are you not ashamed to talk about Jesus? Even you yourself, are you standing? Are you not shaking? Let him that think he stand and take it, lest he fall. This is the era of falling away. After this era, it will be manifestation of the sons of devil, the man of sin. Repent now and return back to God. Watch and pray. Yes?
Covetous.
Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, never thankful, never holy. Ah, Jesus. Yes.
Without natural affection.
Without natural affection.
Truth breakers.
Trust breakers.
False accusers.
False accusers.
Incontinent.
Aha.
Fierce despisers of those that are good.
Those who hate anyone that is doing good with all their heart. This is their time. This is the period when church will be under attack. Very soon, government will rise. They will be against the church. And you will hear, start closing down the church or you start paying tax. Am I talking to people here? Time is coming. Whereby before you can preach, you must pay. Time is coming. Where you cannot hold Bible in the public, you will be persecuted. Time is coming. Where you cannot gather. You see the way you gathered now. See the way you are looking. Wonderful. Time is coming. Even in the dark, you cannot gather to pray because there will be persecution everywhere. And it must happen before the arrival of Christ. If you are not watching and praying, how will it be for you then? I have decided and I have covenanted with the Lord. A second after rapture, I will never be here.
Amen.
I don't know about you. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Yes?
Traitors.
Traitors.
Heady.
Heady.
High-minded.
Ah.
Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Don't you love pleasure more than your God? Don't you love efficiency more than your God? Don't you love your work more than your God? Don't you love things of the world more than your God? Are you not losing the love you have for him? Watch and pray. Jesus said, watch and pray.